Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Saturday morning, so we are talking about questions and answers and feedbacks, and basically what we do on Saturdays is address anything that doesn't fit into our standard topics. On Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, we're trying to cover the basics of what is different about dependent grace from, shall we say, traditional Christianity. And we're doing series in each one of those days, Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. On Mondays, we're covering the basic practical Christianity. We're questioning what we believe in terms of, is it working? We don't want to continue to do over and over and over again what isn't working if God has a better option for us. So we're learning to hold what we believe before Him and say, God, is this something that I need to adjust? And the way we start with that is it working in your life? Or are you just, do you just find yourself trying harder and harder to do it? You know, whether it's pleasing God, pleasing others, spiritual activities, you know, involvement with church, giving, whatever, believing harder, feeling positive, thinking positive. Or does God have a better way for you? And on Tuesdays, we are discussing getting healed. And we're learning the specifics of how we are wounded, how to overcome those wounds, how to prevent wounds. And when we are wounded, in the course of our life here on earth, how to go to God to get healed. And that involves overcoming our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we're going to be getting into some very specifics, processes for that. And then on Thursdays, we've been talking about knowing God, having our supernatural senses quickened, and learn to know Him and hear Him in the varieties of ways that He chooses to speak to us. With that, of course, comes our need to be able to test what we hear. Discernment, to be able to hear His voice specifically. We want to focus on hearing Him. And as He trains our ear, we learn to distinguish all other voices. We know we start with the premise that there are two voices that speak to the sheep, the voice of the butcher and the voice of the shepherd. And we start with the rather objective evaluation: is what you're hearing harsh, condemning? Does it make you feel guilty? Or is the voice you're hearing, are the words you're hearing, bringing you closer to God? With gentleness, sometimes firmness, but love. Do you feel closer to get God? Do you want to get to know God better after hearing what you're hearing? And that's a basic way to approach, objectively approach, is what you're hearing from God or not. So that's where we start, but we rely on Him to tune our senses to whatever He is dealing with in that particular situation, whatever He wants to speak to us. And that's part of our quandary too, is a lot of times God wants to speak to us about what He wants to speak to us about, and not necessarily what we want to hear about. we are reminded that so often the reason we're going through what we're going through is because God wants to talk to us. And the only way he can get our attention is by rattling our cage in areas that are important to us. Those areas generally fall into three categories: our health, our finances, and our relationships. And when we feel stress or pressure or even crisis in one of those areas, it may just be part of this life. In this world, we will have tribulation and trials, and the rain falls on us. But it may also be God's way of getting our attention. So we start there. God, is this something you're trying to talk to me about? Long term, what we're looking at, one of our great motivators is that if we have developed a sensitive ear, a hearing ear, ears that hear, God can speak to us in the quiet. He doesn't have to hit us over the head in one of these areas to get our attention. Instead, he can whisper in our ear. He can draw us aside to speak to us. Or, because we have a regular meeting time with him, a regular time when we are communicating with him, he can draw our attention when it's convenient for him. That's our long-term goal, that we are available to him 24/7, 365. At any given moment, we are free to receive from him. I've had that happen, maybe you have too, where I felt a tap on the shoulder and turned around and no one is there physically. Or a whisper in the ear, or a knock on the door. And we'll get into some of these specifics on Thursdays. Some of the ways God manifests himself to get our attention. But the purpose is not to get attention to the way he is speaking to us. But his desire is to get our attention so that we would stop and speak to him. So we do that. We stop what we're doing. Now, there'll be times when we can't stop everything we're doing, and we'll talk again on Thursdays on how to protect his presence, protect that communication for when we, the soonest, the first possible opportunity to make ourselves available to him. Because there are some real practical approaches that are really a lot more simple than you'd think, but there's still things we have to do and take responsibility for. And a lot of times we don't like doing that. Part of the reason we're, each one of us are in this generation, is in the situation it's in, is because previous generations have not taken the time to teach what they have learned. So each generation has had to learn starting from square one. But God can do a quick work, and he is perfectly capable of moving a lot quicker than we are often ready to accept. So we want to be ready, because we want to be available to God for whatever he wants to do in our lives and through our lives. So that's what we've been covering on, again, Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. But what we want to cover on Saturdays are topics and series and questions that we don't get to in those series, because I do want to be moving along and be making these practical applications from what we're learning to particular situations. We've been doing this series on setting supernatural goals in the two areas: overcoming past wounds, and basically how we look at that is, what situations in my past, what negative situations have I found myself struggling with today that are still affecting my life today that I want to get over? How do I get over them, and what do I need to do that? And so we've been working through that quite a bit. Having heard from you that just this process has helped quite a bit, and we're grateful for that. So we will be finishing that aspect up as far as giving you the steps to do that fairly soon, probably not today just because there's so much other things we want to address. But the process is what frees us. Say if there's a 10-step process, and we'll some of the things we talk about, because we're going to get specific, there are, 10 steps. It doesn't necessarily mean that God's not going to heal you or speak to you or reveal himself until you've done all 10 steps. He might do it on step 1 or 3A or between steps 6 and 7. So there's no rush. In fact, it's the opposite. Our whole stance toward him, our attitude toward him, when we are doing these steps, their main purpose is how to turn to God, what to ask him, what to say, how to test what we're hearing. It's all about him. It's all about our relationship with God. So when we do that, very often all God is doing is looking for an opportunity to intervene in your life, to heal you, to give you the wisdom you need, the direction, to change you, to change the situation. And a lot of times, just by that first turning, okay, God, I'm gonna do this, I'm going to stick it through, and I'm going to look to you for the answers. A lot of times, that's all he's been waiting for. Now, one thing about that to remember, just because you have not been aware of it through this process or through other teachings you may have heard, God is not bound by us. You have, throughout your life, God has healed you. He has made himself known to you. He has been working on those things in you that he wants changed, that he wants freed, that he wants healed. Okay, so he's not been waiting around for you to receive a particular healing or teaching, either this one or anything else. He is moving in you and on your behalf. But he wants you to be involved. He wants you to be aware, and he wants you to cooperate, spirit, soul, and body. So by joining him in the process, joining him in setting goals and objectives and, setting out a purpose and a plan, we're simply joining him in something he is already doing. So some may be thinking, okay, well then why do I need to be involved at all? Because you're going to have to be joined with him at some point or another. So the sooner you learn how to do that, the better use you make of your time here on this earth. Remember, spiritually, you are one with him. Spiritually, it is finished. You're already hearing from him and depending on him and one with him completely, spiritually, but not soulically and definitely not in the natural, in your earthly body. But his desire is that you would be complete and entire and whole, spirit, soul, and body. That your soul and your body would be aligned correctly underneath your spirit so that you can be one in Him. And to do that, you are going to have to join Him, because your will needs to become free. Your emotions need to become free. Your mind needs to become free. Because it's only as your mind and your will and your emotions become free, what are they freed from? Your flesh and your enemies, the world, your flesh, and the devil. As they become free from that and free from doing things their own way, then they can be joined to your spirit. So, joining Him, we join Him in the process of freeing our mind, will, and emotions from our self-life, from our flesh, and from being vulnerable to the world and the devil. Because it's in those areas, that we try to control. We try to control the way our soul receives its life. And yes, the mind, the will, and the emotions make up the soul. And another word that the scriptures use for this is heart. Now, there's a lot of, and that's most often used in the Old Testament, there's a lot of other teachings out there, and that's fine. The whole purpose, I'm not trying to correct anybody else's teachings. The whole purpose is that if what speaks to you and brings you into greater dependence, that's what you need to be following. Okay, is it bringing you into greater dependence on God, or is it bringing you into greater self-strength? Do you have to try harder, try more, try different? Because the goal, again, is that your mind, will, and emotions are set free from self-effort to dependence on God, where the effort comes from God through us. And again, it's like we're freed from doing things our way, so then we're free to do things His way. And from all I can tell, that's what we're here on, the main reason we're here on this earth. You know, have you ever wondered why, you know, God doesn't save people and then bonk them on the head, take them to be with Him? Okay, why does He leave us here? You know, a great phrase is that working out our salvation. Okay, doesn't that mean then that our salvation is in? And I know it's a little play on words, but think of it in those terms. You are saved within, in your spirit. But you are working your salvation into your soul and into your body. Think of kneading dough. And that salvation has been placed within, in your spirit. But it needs to be worked through your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions, and your body. So that's what we're here for. And God could just, you know, by a half a thought, heal us of all our wounds. Completely restore our relationship with Him in our soul and in our body. He could do that. But then we would not have learned His ways. And what do we talk so often about is, what is the mark of a dependent Christian? Gratitude. And how do we learn that gratitude? We experience His changing us. We experience that we can't do it for ourselves. We can't change ourselves. from the, you know, from depending on ourselves, our strength. When we try to change ourselves out of our strength, it only makes ourselves stronger. What we can change is our cooperation with God, our willingness to be made willing, our mind agreeing with Him that we need our mind changed, our heart, our emotions agreeing with God that our emotions need to be brought under His control. So we are learning to agree with Him about the truth He has for us in each one of those areas. And because we know that God has created a distinct, individual, unique person in each of us, this is, again, another reason why it's so important that we rely on Him for our healing, for our teaching, for whatever we need, because one size does not fit all. And we talk about follow this step, do this homework, but it's always directed back at, you know, someone a couple weeks ago asked, is this a self-help group? Well, it is, because it helps the self to rely on God rather than be strengthened in its own strength. So we are focused on our learning to depend in ourself, but not on ourself. But we are looking at those issues. We want to be looking at what's practical. We're not looking at, okay, here's the five steps for us to know God in terms of, you know, these are, you know, are you listening to, you know, scriptures? Are you reading and doing this, that, and the other thing? Instead, it's, are you doing what God has told you to do that will bring you into greater dependence and ability to hear Him? And I'll tell you, it's, when we say it's life-changing, that's literal. And that's why we kind of want, let's get to what we kind of want to talk about quickly now, because we've got some holidays coming up. And we've been looking at, especially in the setting supernatural goals for the negative, this is also a good idea, good opportunity for positive goals as well. But we've got Thanksgiving and Christmas and other, you know, family get-togethers in between. And this is a great time to be putting into some practical effect some things we've learned. So this is just, again, homework. You, if God tells you something different to do, you do it. But this is a way we want to bring some big concepts, you know, that God's in charge of everything, down to the simplicity of who He is, that His desire for us is that we understand Him because He reveals Himself, not because we've worked things out, but because He's revealed Himself to us. So just here's an approach. You can think about it, and if you want to approach it differently, feel free. And if you need to review some of the other things we've talked about, they're all in the archives, and we've got the book series out there. But this is just a great opportunity. And we don't want to wait till, you know, we're right on top of the holidays. So give yourself some time to think about these things ahead of time. So here's one approach, is take those two holidays, and maybe all three, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve, and just be thinking ahead of time. Lord, from the negative sense, are there areas you want to talk to me about relating to these three holidays. And just write them down. And then hopefully by now you know how to take those three holidays and say, for instance, say, you know, someone's coming to visit you on Christmas, that every single year they disrupt the holiday. And maybe the Lord wants to talk to you about your apprehension regarding that. Maybe there's something practical he wants to talk to you about doing rather than changing that person. Is there anything you can do to prevent that meltdown? And let the Lord speak to you specifically about that situation. Maybe your expectations, he wants to talk to you about your expectations for the holidays. Or finances. The whole point is we've got three events coming up that can be very stressful in good and bad ways. This is an opportunity to ask the Lord, is there anything you want to speak to me about? Anything I can do to prepare, to get ready? And now let's turn it around. You've got a list, hopefully by now, is you've got a list of supernatural gifts or skills that you are interested in. So take that list out as well and just ask the Lord, Lord, in this coming holiday season, around these specific dates, are there any of these gifts or skills or interests that we can work on during this time? Because all we want to do is really look at at any stressful time as an opportunity. So say you've always, you know, let's just take, you know, the gift of knowledge. Okay? Lord, are there opportunities? Say that's one of your things on your list. Lord, are there any opportunities that I should be looking for this time that you are going to give me a word of knowledge? And don't be surprised if he says yes. Don't be surprised if he says no. But go through your list. And if he says yes, Lord, is there a specific time? And he may say, well, yes, when it's the busiest, I will speak to you. Then you'll be reminded, okay, you might be in cooking, or you might be greeting guests, or you might be in the middle of getting dressed and got 100 things in your mind. And a thought may come from totally, you know, out of left field that your mother's going to be an hour late. Now, that's not all that significant. That's not a life-changing thing. But what God does very often is he does things to encourage us, to let us know we are hearing from him. So it doesn't have to be a big thing. Now, you may go through that list of all five things that you're interested in, and God may say no to every single one of them. So then ask him, Lord, is there something that you want to reveal yourself during this holiday season that's not on my list? And let him speak to you. Yes, for this, you know, we'll get back to these five, but for this Thanksgiving, I'm going to reveal myself to you. You're going to hear bells. I'm going to speak to you through music. And I'm going to bring healing to your family through music. In other words, let him speak however he wants to, because what's fun and exciting is that very often during the holidays, because they are holidays around Christmas, he is more welcomed into our family get-togethers. So give him the opportunity in whatever way he chooses to be there and be present and reveal himself. So write down what he does and share it if you get a chance. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again on Monday morning at 7:30, and you're always welcome to drop me a line. It's always great to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend.